guys coming in, learning the system, being comfortable in the system, being able to go out and make plays. I think it was a good year.
How about for you individually?
For me, the same. You know, I came in just like everybody else did. Didn't know what to expect, but once I found out what it was that Coach Zimmer wanted to implement here, it was icing on the cake.
Did you get the amount of snaps that you wanted? I mean, certainly on third downs, you came off the field a lot.
Right. I mean, everybody wants to be an every down guy, and I was happy with the opportunities that I was given.
I mean, considering
that's all I could ask for.
Yeah, I mean, considering the circumstances, you know, signing the contract that you did, you know, having proved yourself in camp. I mean, all things considered, it probably worked out okay.
Yeah, it definitely did. This league is all about proving yourself each and every day, and each year it's the same thing. You know, I was a late round draft pick, so I know the importance of hard work.
How about just your status now, being another free agent year?
You know, just see where it goes, man. See where the wind blows. You know, hopefully it's back here again. Because I have a lot of ties to this place. You know, that's why I was drafted as a rookie. Played a fair amount of football here.
Definitely, it was a great year here with the guys, and the D-line was great this year, and the coaching staff, and I just had a great time playing here, and I'm looking forward to going into this offseason healthy and working on my craft and just getting better.
You hope to be back here next year?
Yeah. I definitely would like to be back here. You know, I don't know what their plans are as far as bringing me back or whatever, but, you know, I'd love to be here, and I like the direction the organization's going, and with Coach Zimmer and defensive staff. Like, I think it's on the up here.
Good defense, Ray. I mean, did you get enough snaps, and were you happy with your playing time and what have you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the rotation was pretty good for the most part, you know. I think we did a good job, just improving, from what the defense was last year. And, I think we almost finished in top 10. So that's always a positive, you know, when you come, from what the defense was last year.
How did Zimmer evolve as a coach this year?
You know, I think he did a great job, you know, being a first-time head coach and really coming in his own and getting the scheme right. And, I think he was on us and, something we needed.
Did he give you a parting message this morning?
Yeah, you know, I think he was just saying just be smart in the offseason, work on your craft and then get ready for when April comes to report and make sure you're in shape.
Sure. At 7-9, some people might see it as a disappointing season, but I think there's also some silver linings. What's the overall takeaway for you as a player?
You know, I think we have a lot of youth here, and I think the direction of this program is going up. You know, this is Coach Zimmer's first year. I thought he did a great job handling everything, and so much adversity we had early on in the season, and a couple games here or there we could have a winning season, but you know, I mean, you can't go back and replay those games, but a little thing here or there, and we could be talking about a different scenario.
It's a meat grinder in the NFC, though. I mean, Philly's at 10 wins, and they don't even get in.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That was like the 1 year I played for the Bears. We were 10-6, and, you know, we didn't make the playoffs, and Lovey got fired. So it is a crazy league, you know, when you look at the NFC South, and, you know, they have a losing record, and they make it. So it is a tough league, you know. The biggest thing you got to do is just work hard and put yourself in the best position so, you know, you don't end the season early.
When you had that robot in the holster?
Yeah, I had that for a while, and it was perfect scenario, you know, against my old team, being able to get a sack and just a big play and, wanted to make a little dance out of it.
It was cool. Always good when you can win the last game. We wish that they didn't have to end now, but at the same time, we felt like we let a good taste in our coach's mouth. You know, let them know we was going to fight to the end. So the season's not where we wanted to be, but it's not horrible as it was. So we're just trying to get better each and every week.
Mm-hmm. You feel like the future's pretty bright, that there's some light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely feel like some light at the end of the tunnel. These guys, man, we overcome a lot this year. You know, a lot on and off the field, a lot of situations that we got put in. We overcome a lot. We kept fighting. We kept scratching. And these guys in this locker room, man, are very special. This group of men here, they came in each and every day, and they fought. They gave us their all. And that's the key on the football team, man. It's like a brotherhood, man. We just came out here, and we fought together and got some wins.
What was the takeaway from Zimmer's message to you guys this morning?
Oh, man, we played good. Last game, we played good. We had a great season, but at the end of the day, we're not satisfied with just being 7-9. You know, we want to be in the postseason right now and trying to make that run for the Super Bowl. So it was a great message. Let us let everybody know, you know, stay out of trouble in all season, and come back in April ready to work.
Captain, you'll be back. I mean, obviously you're under contract. It's a year-to-year league.
It's a year-to-year lead, but I'm sure I'll be back. Just got to, you know, have more production, you know, next year. And that's the lead about, man. It's about production. If you're not producing, you know, it's hard to, you know, pay somebody that's not producing. So I just got to, you know, evaluate my situation and off-season work even harder and come back ready.
Did you meet your own expectations this year?
No, I definitely didn't. Definitely below. I'm below my expectation. On the field, I feel like I didn't play well at all. I feel like this was one of my worst years in football. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, I helped a lot of guys, you know, being that leader in the secondary. I think we finished seventh. You know, that's a big difference from last year. Even though I didn't play my best football, you put in that I played my best football, we might be number one. So it was just some stuff I got to evaluate, study a little bit more all season, and get myself ready for next year.
Maybe one thing that you can point to about your game, say, I wish I would have done this better, more consistently.
Yeah, just make more plays on the ball. Make more plays on the ball and, you know, listen to Coach Zim more. Listen to Coach Zim more and, you know, try to stay on top of receivers and, you know, force them to throw underneath throws and make tackles immediately. But at the same time, it was new to me. It was a new system to me. And new coaching staff, new teammates, but there's no excuse. You know, I'm a pro, so I got to adjust on the fly. So next year, you know, I think I guaranteed I have a better year.
Did you not listen to Zim at all times then?
What's that?
Did you not listen to Zim at all times?
I wouldn't say I didn't listen. I just went out there and, you know, tried to make some couple plays my way, and, you know, sometimes it didn't work.
You know, I did feel like we did better than last year, so you just have to keep building on from where we are.
How about you individually? Pretty good year?
You know, like I said, I had a better season than I had, you know, my first 2 years. So I feel like as long as I can keep getting better each and every year that, you know, that I'll be where I want to be in a couple of years.
Individual highlights? I mean, the Jets game winner, is that the one that sticks out?
No, that is my most memorable moment just because it was such a big play and such a critical time of the game.
Will you get with Teddy at some point this offseason, plan on hanging with him down in Miami or wherever?
I definitely plan on making a trip after Miami. I know I'm going to give my body a little time to rest, and I'm sure he'll do the same with his. And we'll get together and definitely, you know, work on some of our timing.
How about his maturation this year?
Man, words really can't explain how much he's matured. You see the play from this past five or six games, just how he's gotten better. And his composure all year has been great.
Jess, I remember being here on this day last year, and the vibe today seems completely different. You guys only lost one less game. Why is it so much different despite that, not that big of a difference in record?
You know, just we can feel where this program is going, and we feel like we're definitely, you know, on our way up. And some of the good teams from this year, we definitely played them hard and had a chance to win it at some point in the game. So you know, we feel like next year we can come back and win some of those games.
Zimmer said you walked up to him after in the locker room after the game yesterday and just kind of thanked him for everything. What made you want to do that?
Because no matter what, Zim want to be him. No matter what, you know, I did good this year. And he still was on me no matter what, still coaching me no matter what, didn't give up. He still saw the potential in me, so I thanked him for that.
You think he played a pretty – he and Jerry Gray played a pretty big part of that?
Yeah, man. They was on me. They knew what type of player I am, so they coached it. They coached that, and they just saw – they just did some techniques and changed some few things about me, and it worked out.
What's your relationship with him like, Zimmer?
Oh, good relationship. You know, as you know, Zimmer is not really much a talker, but it's a good relationship. Him and Coach Gray.
He got a little choked up yesterday when he's talking about your development from base to here. I mean, yeah. It's cool to see that when he kind of reacts that way. A guy who doesn't usually show that.
Cause man, OTAs, he told me he see a lot of potential in me, and I could be a great player in this league. And if I just listen and do what he want me to do, and if I trust him. You know, him and Coach Gray called and told me that. So I did. I trust him, and I went in, and they coached me well, and they did good, and I played good this year.
How did he react to you when you told him how much you appreciated us?
Oh, man, you know Coach Zim ain't going to really choke up anything like that. So, you know, I didn't even know he choked up or did anything like that. Yeah, I didn't know it.
What does that say to you? That
I know Zim, though. You know, I know Zim. You know, I've been telling Zim, you need to start acting like that sometimes. You need to smile. I tell him you need to smile, you know. But I know Coach Zim. I know he love the game and he love us, so it don't really matter.
Where are you off to this offseason?
I'm back home.
Home?
Yeah, right, I'm back home.
When you leave?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, getting out of the cold, huh?
I just see my fam, you know. They ready to see me. They anxious. They ready to, they probably going to be in the airport waiting on me at the terminal.
Simon,
Zay. Yeah, I had surgery. You know, if you want to get more into it, probably have to talk with Shugs. So, I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
About 3-4 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm feeling much better now. Back smiling and stuff like that, walking normal, so it's pretty good.
Was it a cumulative effect, or was it one or two things hits that did it?
I'd say you probably have to talk to the trainers or coach about that. I'm not going to get into depth about it, so.
Do you have any specific things in terms of, strength building or size or anything that you want to, your elusiveness is your weapon, so what are you going to do between now and the training camp to shape your body, I guess, for the wear and tear of the NFL?
Just try to get some of my weight back. I lost a couple pounds. That's really my main focus, when I first get back, is just put that weight back on and that muscle. And, I got a lot to work on, I think. Definitely learned a lot, whether it be my first year and stuff like that. So I think it'll help me in the offseason, have a chance to build on more tools and stuff like that.
Are you able to do anything right now?
Nah, not really. Just rehabbing and taking it slow. Not really doing any too much, hard physical therapy and stuff like that. So,
how would things change for you without having to get ready for a combine or anything like that? You can just kind of prepare for yourself.
I think it'd be good. Coming out of college, going through the whole combine process. It's kind of like right after the season, you got to get into it. Of course, me being out, the surgery and stuff like that, I've had some time for my body to recover and things like that. So, I'm looking forward to it, getting back and, working out and running and stuff like that.
You expect to be good to go, OTA?
I'll be good. Yeah. I'll be ready.
Yeah, I think it is valuable. Next year will be my first year to get two full seasons under and actually get to play. And even North said the first season's all right, but the second season's always better. So we look forward to next season.
What's your impression of playing with Teddy after 12 games his first season?
I mean, he's a great quarterback. He's poised, and I think he got great upside. He's only going to get better.
Do you think Norv has put the entire thing that he has, his entire system in the first year, or is there more to put in, do you think, heading forward?
I think as the type of coach that Norv is and his offensive mind, that he's always going to have some new stuff that he's going to come up with, and that some new route concepts and some new things he's always going to throw in there. I mean, I'm sure we got a lot of things in, but you never know. There's going to be some more to come.
Compared to when you were in Green Bay, I know you weren't there a long time, but learning Norv's system compared to other systems.
It's always been pretty easy for me to pick up a system and any offense. And I've always been in a concept-based offense my whole career. So in Green Bay, it was a little bit easier for me because it's what I was used to. It was concept-based, so I knew a lot more. And coming here, it was different for me because it's a numbering system. I wasn't familiar with it really, and it wasn't really hard once I figured out exactly which each number meant and how they operated things here.
Do you feel like you set yourself up for the future now, given what you showed this year?
I just get a chance to go out there next year, hopefully, and show some more what I can do. And I'm be a little bit more comfortable because I am coming off ACL surgery. I can say myself that, hey, you coming off ACL surgery, you're not fully confident in yourself. And this off-season training is going to be important for me, and I look forward to next season to continue to get better.
Do you have a plan for what you'll focus on in terms of strength, speed, agility, all that kind of stuff?
My biggest thing is going to be my catching the ball off the ground, and I'm going to do a lot of trampoline training, going up and getting balls off the ground just so I can get comfortable with that, being off the ground and catching the ball, because, I'm not scared to say it. I'm coming off ACL. I'm not comfortable being off the ground at this point throughout the season, but I've continued to get better with it. I'm going to keep working at that and coming in next season and be stronger and better with it.
How different is it approaching an off season as a guy with
college tape who was on a practice squad as opposed to a guy who's put up some real NFL numbers now?
I mean, it's good. I mean, I guess. I mean, I just go out each day and try to work and just, I mean, you can see my type of talent that I have, and I think coaches can see that. And, I mean, they know I work hard and I always want to get better. So we'll see what the future holds.
I mean, I think we made some improvements, but there's still a long way to go. You know, 7-9 is not where we want to be next year at this time. So we've gotten something to build on, and we're headed in the right direction. We just got to keep working.
And so it seems like today there's a very different vibe than there was this day last year, despite only losing one less game. Why is there so much more positivity this year than there was the year ago?
I think overall, I think we're just building confidence, and we can tell where we can go. Not that, you know, it's definite or that we're there, but we know what we can do. So we just have to keep working at it.
What do you feel like the biggest thing was that changed over the course of the season? I mean, obviously you got a different quarterback, a different coach. Is that all there is to it, or is there more to it than that?
I think it's the whole team. And like I said, we still didn't play good enough, so I think consistency will be big next season.
The future, Harrison, certainly looks bright. Is it safe to say that you would agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's our mindset. But there's still a lot of work to be put in, so it's not like we can just roll it out next year. You know, we got to come back here hungry and ready to take it to the next level.
Given the positivity, how much higher does that make expectations for 2015 than they were a year ago for 2014?
Yeah. I think the expectations are always the same. Because there's only one reason to play, and you're playing to win right now. You're not playing to build for next season or, you know, say you have a young team or whatever. You're playing to win, and that's all we're trying to do.
Pro Bowl snub aside, are you pretty happy with your overall year?
You know, from a personal standpoint, I think kind of similar to what I said about the team. You know, some good things, a little inconsistent. You know, there's always plays that you can look back on and think I could have made that play, maybe it would have changed things. But you know, those are things you just try to get better at.
How's Zimmer doing his first year as a coach?
I mean, he's just like I said, he's obviously got his head in the right direction. He's set a completely different tone around here of just, you know, being professionals, playing aggressive football, playing tough, disciplined football, everybody doing their job. And, you know, like I said, we're not there yet, but he's got us going there.
Team buying into kind of what he's preaching?
Yeah, I think everybody's bought in, you know, since he got here. We just have to execute.
How different is the second year in the system going to be as opposed to the first year? Because now everybody knows what to expect.
That's something I think I'm pretty excited about, that aspect of it, because I know just personally, not that it's, you know, overly complicated or anything. It's just, you know, being familiar with things the second time around is going to should make things run smoother as long as we're putting in the work and trying to get better. But we don't have to learn new verbiage and stuff like that.
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you can finish the year off with a win, I mean, it helps you going into the off season. You know, you want to have a good taste in your mouth going into the off season, have something to build on, and we were able to do that yesterday.
A year changes a lot, doesn't it? I mean, this time last year was a bit of a bleep show. You know, everybody knowing what Leslie's future was. Later, everything seems pretty good.
Yeah, it's funny how just a year can change, you know, on the turn of a dime. But every year is different. And, you know, this year I think the thing that is a good sign going in the offseason, nobody's satisfied where we are. I mean, a lot of people think we had a good year comparatively, you know, where we were a year ago, but none of us are satisfied with where we're at. You know, it still wasn't good enough for us. So, you know, that's a good thing when you can get a win and still not be satisfied and go into an offseason and be able to build on this and hopefully get better next year.
From a defensive standpoint, though, you have to be pretty satisfied, right? I mean, just you look at the pass defense, where it was last year, where it is this year.
Yeah, I mean, we made, you know, big-time strides, but like I said, we're not satisfied with it. You know, we're not happy with being the number 14th ranked defense. You know, we want to be that top 10. We want to be that top 5 mold type of defense. And if we can, you know, get up there, then we won't be satisfied with that. We're going to want to be number 1. So, We just got to go in this offseason, work really hard, everybody come back in shape, and then be able to put it on tape when we get back.
Are there a couple areas where you think the next step lies in waiting?
Well, I think we got to be more assignment sound. I think when we were able to do that this year, we showed that we can be one of the top defenses in the league. And then I think we have to tackle better next year. You know, I think that was one of the big deals that got us in trouble this year was not being assignment sound and not tackling well. So if we can shore up those two deals, I mean, we got a chance to be a pretty dang good defense around here.
What's it like in the second year of a system as opposed to the first?
Well, I mean, you get more comfortable with it. I mean, the fact of the matter is we were all learning a new system around here. And, you know, some of us have been in that scheme for, you know, myself, almost 8 years. And then, you know, you got other guys like Everson who's been in it 4 years. I mean, that's all they've known. And so when you get a new scheme, you know, there's a little bit of a learning curve. And I think next year is going to be more familiarity with it. And, you know, hopefully we'll be more comfortable and make more plays.
Inevitably, it's a sea of change. There's going to be different guys in this locker room next year. I mean, that's always going to be weird, especially if a guy like, you know, for example, Chad isn't here next year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always – every year it's kind of sad, I mean, to know that guy's going to be gone, that this isn't going to be the same team. And, you know, we'll see what happens, obviously. We've got a long offseason ahead of us, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, no team is ever the same twice. So, you know, it always is kind of bittersweet at the end of the year.
When you sense the program moving in the right direction, how much different does that change expectations or make things feel like, you know, next year you got to really – make a playoff push.
Well, the only pressure we feel, I think, in this locker room is the pressure we put on ourselves. And that's the good thing about this locker room. We don't let all the outside stuff really get a hold of us. I mean, I thought, you know, some of the things that happened this year as far as a lot of the outside things, we kind of kept it in-house and we just, you know, went to work as usual. And so we didn't let those things affect us. So I think for us next year, it's just about, you know, coming in, working hard every single day, and whatever pressure we put on ourselves is going to be internal pressure that we've put on ourselves. So we just got to go out and keep working hard, and hopefully, you know, we'll be one of those teams that is in the top of the league next year and making a good playoff push.